جزاكم الله خيرا. The first presentation of today's program, inshallah, will be dealing with religious slaughter and how this would have prevented BSE, how if people had adhered to the Islamic injunctions and the religious injunctions with regards to dhabh, how BSE could have been prevented. And both the Bible and the Quran show the way, point the direction towards safe food consumption. And for this I invite Dr. Adil Abbas, a renowned doctor and consultant microbiologist who has come down to be with us from Birmingham, to come please and share with us his wisdom on this subject. Jazakum Allahu khairan.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Just a small correction. I'm a consultant from London, University College London, but at the moment I work in the Great Western Hospital because I cover also the Royal Air Force in Lynham. The religious slaughter would have prevented BSE. Bible and Quran showed a way to save food. The title is not mine. The title was made by a newspaper, the Evening Standard. They came and listened to me. Is there a pointer? They came and listened to me in the hospital, and I meant to give the lecture in the hospital to have a standing, to have a scientific standing, so that I can transfer the information to the ministers, to the government departments, to the Food Standard Agency, to DEFRA, Department of the Environment and Food and Hygiene. So this is why, and you can see I have put two verses. And this is the same verse that Fadilti Sheikh had just said. And I put another verse, and this verse is from the Bible, and not from just the Bible, but from the New Testament, from the, what they call the Injil. So that I can show them that what we have in the Quran and the word halal is nothing. The Egypt has been celebrating the seventh millennium of Egyptian civilization, and the Bible have got a history of 6,000 years. So they both go hand in hand. And that's why I like always to start with it. And I always get some computer-generated pictures. My good lady is a wizard in computers, so she makes all my imaginations come true. So this is an imagination of how Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, had split the water. And we think that this was done with tornadoes, you know, the tornadoes. And there's quite a lot of it in the east of Egypt. And that is, in our imagination, scientifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Musa alayhi salam to split the water with his stick, and the tornadoes came up and split the waters into 13 channels for the tribes of Israel. This is my speciality, is explanation of the scientific verses in the Quran. This is what I'm interested in, and I've been working on for 40 years. I got this just as an introduction for the readers and for those who are following my lecture. So what's the introduction here? The Old Testament have asked the human beings, remember that the Torah came down, and there was no religion whatsoever. There was nothing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to keep together the human beings alive. So he put the instructions first in the Torah. And what does the Torah say? It said that if you want to eat animals, then you must eat the animals that split the hoof, have got a split in the hoof, and that you split the hoof. I'm sorry if I stayed away from the and I'm a bit short, so I can't reach there. The animals that can chew the cud, you know that the animals eat quickly before a lion comes or whatever, and regurgitate to digest the food. And also they split the hoof. And he ordered the people to eat these animals. And he ordered them not to eat the dead bodies. And if you eat a dead body or you touch a dead body in the Torah, you are dirty until the night time. So, and why did he do that? He did that because these animals, and he actually forbidden, made exceptions to these animals who chew the cud and split the hoof. And one of the exceptions that he made is the camel, and perhaps because he wanted to protect the camel from being slaughtered at that time, 6,000 years ago. And then also forbade the pig. And why the pig? The pig carries a worm, a very long worm, which the cows carry the same thing. But the difference is that the pig's worm have got a special larva that goes in and penetrates the body and affects the eye, cause blindness, goes to the brain, and it goes to all the muscles and concentrate in it and ossify, become full of calcium. And this is an X-ray. This is an X-ray showing how the things, the larvae of the pig worm precipitates and causes fatigue, madness, blindness, all this. And that's also in the Old Testament, in the different, you can see that I bring them the chapter and the verse. I tell them the chapter and the verse. So he said that you must not eat blood. You must not eat blood. I'm not going to, I have only half an hour, and this lecture, I usually give it in 2 hours. So I will dash a little bit. Another little anecdotal thing is the flight of Jesus and the Holy Family into Egypt. Just something, an opener to the subject. The Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, came to Egypt and traveled all along the Nile and stayed there and learned how to talk, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made Jesus, peace be upon him, able to speak from his cradle. And another thing that I always like to say in front of the Christians, that we all pray to the same God by the same name, and that is Allah. ونحو الساعة التاسعة صرخ يسوع بصوت عظيم قائلا إلي إلي لما شبقتني أي إلهي إلهي لماذا تركتني. My Allah, why did you abandon me? And this is the only sentence that is written in the New Testament. You know the story of the man who had a donkey and a monkey, and the donkey and the monkey drank the milk and wiped the donkey's mouth with the milk. And the owner of that donkey comes back, find the donkey with the blood on his mouth, with the milk on his mouth, he hits the donkey. Until one day, the monkey forgot, and he didn't wipe his own mouth. And this is exactly what happened. They wrote the Bible, and they forgot the only sentence that Jesus said in his own language. And I write it in French, لِمَا شَبَقْتَنِي, why did you abandon me? إِلَهِ إِلَهِ لِمَا شَبَقْتَنِي, my Allah, why did you abandon me? And this is in French and if you take a Bible written in an Arabic language, which is in Aramaic, لِأَنَّ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَهُ اللَّهُ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلَامِ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِكَيْلٍ يُعْطِ اللَّهُ الرُّوحِ. So the verse here mentions Allah three times, and I get the Bible for them in Aramaic, and I read it for them, and I show them the word Allah three times present in the book. I was just trying to show them that what we have in the Quran is what they already had in their own book that they don't want to read. They threw me out, by the way, from the food standard age. And then what is beautiful is that I got it for them in the New Testament. In the New Testament, it says in Acts of the Apostles, in chapter 15, verse 20, but to write them to abstain from things polluted by idols, and from fornication, and from what is strangled, and from blood. And in verse 29, that ye abstain from things sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. If you carefully keep yourselves from from these things, you will prosper. Good health to you. And I tell them that the word halal means permitted. Halal is not a word that's used by those Muslims. It's a word means permitted. And in the Quran, everything is halal except what Allah said haram. And that's the Sharia. So I told them that the word halal came from you. He has forbidden on you the blood, and he has forbidden from you the strangled, and he has forbidden for you the dead animal. So why are you just making us to do the slaughter on our own? I sit with them in the committee and I say, why can't we generalize everything and go back to the systems where everything used to be slaughtered before 1958? And then we come to the Quran al-Kareem and the verse that Sayyidina Sheikh have read it, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. And the word طَيِّبًا is a very strong word. طَيِّبًا. طَيِّبًا means is free of bugs, free of dirt, free of parasites, free of everything. Not just halal. And not just طَيِّبًا. طَيِّبًا means that the meat is all right, but from an animal which was طَيِّبًا. An animal which was brought up properly. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran enlarged, increased what he said in the Torah and the Injil, and he said the ayah al-kareemah, surah 5, al-ma'idah, verse 3, and you all know it. And I want to say to you, there are over 400 diseases transmitted from animals to man. When I used to teach the medical students 10-15 years ago, I used to say 175. Now when I go to teach, I say 400 diseases transmitted from animals to man. Hence Allah forbade eating blood, dead animals, swine, strangled, violent blow, headlong fall, an animal which is eaten by another animal, a sacrificed on stones or an altar, or an animal which has been shot with an arrow for raffle and for gambling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the human beings, كُلُوا وَرْعَوْا أَنْعَامَكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لِآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. النُّهَى means those who can obey being ordered not to do something. Those who follow an-nahy. So what is this ur'u an'amakum? That's how we nar'a an'amakum. The animals have to pasture in grass and to be happy. And then I read for the Christians, the song from the Psalms, al-mazamir. You know the al-mazamir? You know al-mazamir? Sayyidina Dawood, the book of Sayyidina Dawood. You know that he loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, so he made so many poems and used to sing for him and love him. And that's why his book in the Quran is called Al-Mazamir. So I chose one that they read in the Bible all the time, and I read it for them. I shan't read it for you. But it all means and it all takes that that we must نرعى أنعامكم. We must pasture. We must pasture our. And the devil will command them to change the creation of Allah. This is a picture of a devil, which I took it from a church in the south of France. And I put it as symbolic for the ayah al-kareemah, وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيَبْتِكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَأُمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُظْهِرْنَ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذَ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. And that in English means that they try to change the creation of Allah. And the devil will order them to change the creation of Allah. And as I told you, my wife is a genius in computers. So the human beings change the creation of Allah have transferred the innocent cow into a carnivorous animal. So the lion here has got a head of a lion. Why? Because we get the nice cow that pastures in the fields, and we get that cow and we put her a meal, and the meal have got lungs and intestine and blood, all the things that we're going to throw from the abattoir. We have that and we make it a meal. We are assured now by the Food Standard Agency that this doesn't happen. But that's not very true, because we import meat from abroad, and this happens abroad, as well as partially happens here. And then artificially fed cows, as you can see, the cow which is supposed to go and pasture very nicely is now prisoned behind bars and eating from the floor. And the end result is what? The end result is mad cow disease. And they said that the mad cow disease is finished. But their mad cow disease, there is 1,300 cases last year. Cases in among cows. 1,300 cows fell ill with mad cow disease. The mad cow disease, is when transmitted to human beings, is called variant CGD, or the human type of the mad cow disease. And that is a patient with mad cow disease. And what happens is that his head, his brain, becomes like a sponge. Becomes like a sponge. Look at the sponge. And the lesions are there, in the base of the brain. The lesions are there in the base of the brain. And this is the agent that is the cause of the variant CGD, is something smaller than the virus. Something that we cannot even destroy with autoclaving. When I have had a patient last week with variant CGD, we had to burn everything that has been used for him. All the instruments that we've used for him, everything. And then, this year, the blood transfusion center have received the circle. We received the circle on the 19th of March, I think it was, 19th of March, where everybody had blood transfusion, cannot give blood transfusion to anybody else. Why? Because we found that the blood transfusion has transmitted variant CJD to some people. So you are nicely ill, you go to the hospital, you need blood transfusion, you have blood transfusion, you give your variant CJD. And that is a disaster. And these slides are only a proof of what has been written in the Lancet and the big journals about this. The stunning, when they hit the animal with a bullet, well, it's something like a bullet, hit it in the brain, all the brain material rushes out and go to the vessels into the body of the animal. And we found out that the brain material is present in the spleen and in the liver, in the intestine, everywhere in the animal. And of course, the government forbids selling the brain. But this is rubbish. You forbid to sell the brain. But what about the other places that the brain material went to it? So, bolting has been shown to spread CJD, or variant CJD. This is Professor Sir John Krebs, who is the Minister for the Food Standard Agency, and I advised him until recently. I still advise him. They threw me out of the Muslim organization thing because because I'm a troublemaker. But I still advise the big boss, and that's my good lady representing English Muslim ladies, and we advise him personally on matters of food and hygiene and everything. But in the Daily Mail on Saturday, September the 20th, they had examined 30,000 sheep. They made a survey into 30,000 sheep, and they found out that there are 28 sheep that have got something that might be BSA. And they're still working on it. I thought I must let you know about this. And then, human cloning, science, ethics, and religion. This is a lecture that I gave in the University College London, which is my university, only a couple of months back now. And it shows you the hand with devils on the fingers. And this is, well, he isn't a friend of mine, but a colleague of mine, Ian Pilmot, who has made Dolly the sheep. And these are the Japanese or the Vietnamese or who have tried to make a human embryo. And this is where I was to give that lecture. I always produce videos to the important lectures at cost price so that I can give it to these departments, I give it to these people, invite Muslims to buy it and show it to Christians and so on. I will show them to you later. That's Dolly the sheep. Dolly the sheep, they are trying to make him 276 attempts. And the technique that they have used is mine. I have tried to isolate the ova of the Ascaris under the microscope. So they have used this technique, and what they did, they changed the creation of Allah. They have taken the egg from a cell from the mama of the sheep and taking the nucleus out of it and then taking the ovum from the ovary of another sheep and replaced it. And then they grew it outside and they put it into a third sheep. It's rubbish. It's an operation which has no significance. And that leads to distortion and cutting of all the organelles and organs between the cytoplasm and the nucleus, and calls this a monster. And then also, during the structure, there is something in the cells called telomeres, and this is again becomes distorted. I'm sorry if I'm a bit high-powered a little bit now, but I'm just going through that quickly, so that I show you that people who are trying to change the creation of Allah, they make a mess of it. But if you want me to speak to you about this subject, that will be another talk, and I'll make it simplified, and I'll come specifically to speak to you about it. The chicken meat is being adulterated by pig, beef, and protein extract. So the devil orders the people to change. These are the chickens. Instead of, they are nicely running, eating into the valley, or now they are all clustered like this. And a Jewish scientist, Israeli, Avogadro Tahanar, he said, why do we have to pay to pluck the chicken? I'll make you one without feather. And his rabbi threw him out of the temple. So now we feed the chicken into a closed compartment like this, and we give them anything. And again, my good lady have taken the head of the chicken and put the head of a pig and a head of a cow to show how distorted the chickens are. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah made all forms of life out of water. And there are two scientists in Cambridge have discovered the material of the DNA. And the DNA is present in the nucleus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us out of 75 trillion cells. And every cell have got a nucleus. And every nucleus have got a DNA inside. And the DNA, my wife have taken 3 hours, 3 years, 3 months to color the inside of the DNA. You can see the color of the inside is H's and O, which shows, alhamdulillah, that the DNA is made mainly out of water. Exactly as Allah have said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all animals the same like man. He made us all out of the same DNA. And that's why she put me a lion and a, so that it goes into the brain of those who are watching. All of us have got the same DNA. And of course, I was very sad one day. But the water cannot stay in our body unless it has got a protein in. I'm saying this story because it has got a significance in halal meat. So, there was a program in Panorama which was called the Chicken Run. And what happened is that we found out that the chicken that we produce, we get from Holland is all full of water. Is all full of water. And they put water so they'd be cheap. But how can they put the water? Remember the DNA and all full of water? It cannot, the water will not stay in the body of the chicken unless it has something to suspend it in. It's like you want to carry sugar. You put water in and the sugar dissolves and you carry sugar. So the same thing, if you want to put the protein inside the chicken, or you want to put the water, you have to put some protein. So how they do it? They went to a German factory, and you know the Germans are excellent in chemistry, and this is Provika in Benza in Germany, and what they have done, they have taken the skin of pigs and the dirt from cows, the skin from cows, and they titrated it, I mean powdered it, and they made it suspended and powdered it. And those are the two guys, I hope they don't sue me. And those are the two guys who sold this to the Holland, to the Dutch. And we import these chickens. You go to Sainsbury and buy chicken, lovely pieces of white meat. By the way, you know why? Why is it white? Because it's blanched. All the meat is dirty and horrible, and they come and put it on it, Milton. They put bleach on it, you know, bleach. So the piece of meat comes out beautiful, like your little hat. So those are the devils that have Allah, Shaitan, have ordered them to change the creation of Allah, and they make this, and they have transferred the DNA, which we examine. I mean, you know, in medical legal things, when somebody has got blood from anybody, we examine the blood for the DNA, and we know, yes, this is Adil Abbas. I hope not. But in the case of this meat, they take the DNA and make it smaller by enzymes. They smaller, they reduce it and reduce it, reduce it until it becomes one base pair. You see, one base pair, just two. And our tests, there is a test that we use for detecting the DNA, the test is useless. We can't use it. And of course, it becomes negative. The German factory told the Dutch, don't worry, you send it to Sainsbury, you send it to Marks and Spencer, and it will be negative. So, is the halal cut human? Is the halal cut human? Who have done... Let us take slaughtering his son. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unkind, is not Rahman. Allah have advised Abraham, and I got them the verse from the Torah, that he have advised Abraham to slaughter his son. How could he ask him to slaughter his son? And then he saved him with a ram. And the same thing in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. And in Arabic, أَذْبَحُكَ means I slaughter you. And when he had saved him, he said, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We have saved him with a ذِبْح. ذِبْح means something, animal that can be slaughtered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned the ذبح as a human method. Who has done this work? Who has done this work? A German professor called Professor Schulz has done this work in 1974. Right? And he has taken animals, sheep and cows, and he took two groups and he put electrodes to make the ECG. You know the ECG? The EEG, the drawing of the brain. And he put an ECG in the heart and took some and slaughtered them and took some and captive both them. He found that the animals that are slaughtered, immediately the brain shuts off. No pain. And the pulse goes very, very rapid and the animal goes into convulsions. And when it goes into convulsions, it contracts and empties the body of the blood. But without any pain. And he dies naturally. Dies with bleeding. And that's why I said to Difra that I have many patients that come with bleeding. Nobody at all is ill. And the best way to die is to cut your vessels here. I even mentioned them, Dr. Kennedy. But I said that's politics. So cut your vessels and you don't feel anything. You just go nicely to sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind. He prescribed the best and the kindest method of killing the animal. On the other hand, with the captive bolt, when you captive bolt an animal, it shows the EEG, you can see it on the, which is the drawing of the brain pulses, shows severe pain, and then after that, the heart pulsates so quickly and so vigorously that it gets cardiac arrest. So of course it doesn't empty itself of the blood. And then, I'm not going to brag, I offered Food Standard Agency, and my brother here confirmed, I offered them £10,000 to repeat the experiment. Allah has given me. And Allah has given me. And up till now, they have not repeated the experiment. I wanted them to repeat the experiment, so the decision come out from DEFRA. And from the Food Standards Agency, not from Adil Abbas. And just an ayah to say, thank you very much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I keep reminding them, I told you that my subject is the science in the Quran. مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٌ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالَكُمْ أمثالكم ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. This ayah is our miracle in the Quran. Because they asked the Prophet, where is your ayah? Why haven't you got an ayah? Why haven't you got an ayah like Prophet Moses? He said to them, you said that they are mad, both of them. And in this surah, in surah 6, Al-An'am, if you go back and read it from 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told off, have insulted the Prophet. He told him, لا تكن من الجاهلين. Don't be ignorant. If you made a tunnel in the earth, or you made a ladder in the sky to try and show them, get them an ayah, they will not believe it. And he told him, don't be ignorant. لا تكن من الجاهلين. This is verse 35. And then in verse 36, They ask, can't he give us an ayah? I'm sorry, verse 37. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, I can get you an ayah. I can get you an ayah. And that is the ayah. That is the scientific verse that is going to drive us all mad. That all the animals are nations like us. And all the birds that fly, and anything that fly, are nations like us. And that he has not left out anything in the Holy Quran. And then he is going to bring back all these animals that you are going to bolt them. You are supposed to kill them by the method that Allah has prescribed, and that's the dhabh al-shar'i. So you bolt them or you electrocute them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to yahshuruhum. He'll gather them and resurrect them with us. And I hate that one of these animals complain against any one of you. So what's the way forward? Now, we've got so many diseases have appeared in animals that can be transmitted to a man. And this is the job of the food standard agents. And the second question is the halal cut. We've got to prove it scientifically. It's been done once by Professor Schultz, but we must prove that the halal cut is humane scientifically. And then if we know that there is evidence from the Bible and the Holy Quran that permitted halal meat and is almost identical what is halal and what is haram in all the religions, that this demands that we should have a unified approach to be presented by the Jews and the Christians. I'm just giving you a picture of myself in the House of Lords. I do go every year, and I receive a reward, an award, as they call it, every year. And this is my good lady, and that's Lord Ahmed. But I always put this picture as a naughty picture, because I'm trying to show my wife's hijab. And I say to them, in the New Testament, a woman has to cover her head. In 1 Corinthians 11:5, but every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered shames her head, for it is one and the same as if she were a woman with a shaved head. For if a woman does not cover herself, let her also be shorn. But if it is disgraceful for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. And then I finish by saying that I see the Queen literally every year, and no less than the Queen, she is always covered and hijabed. Thank you very much. And this is the article from the Evening Standard that made me change the title. I forgot to ask to thank the committee for inviting me to speak to you, and I am very grateful, and I would like you to know that I take the pain in producing my lectures . This is about human cloning. This is the one that I made in University College London. And this is lovely. This I was asked by the church last month to come and give what are the common grounds between Islam and Christianity. So I went to the Surbiton Hill Methodist Church, and you can see me shaking hands with the priest. And I talk about the common grounds between Islam, not the things which are against Islam. And then the lecture of today, which you have seen the things in, and I think my wife would have brought a few of those in, and there is some pamphlets here of our production in science in the Quran, and we have got a website, you want to look at it. And I don't take any money, profit, because Allah has made me a multimillionaire, and I work for Allah. وَأَمَّا بِنَعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. So I boast what have given me. I came to this country with 308 pounds and two children. And now I've got two wives and six boys. And I'm 73. I'm 73, I shall be 74 in November.
Exactly.